The maps, handed over to the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology, show the vast sweep of EPA's proposed waters of the U.S. rule. National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Ashley McDonald calls the maps a smoking gun for agriculture and deplorable that they were kept from the public.
We think it's because they give a very good visual representation about the extent of their proposed rule. And that runs contrary to their argument that they're not expanding the Clean Water Act and that they are limiting their authority, because this clearly shows that every water across the United States is now subject to the Clean Water Act.
NCBA alleges the maps show individual states facing upwards of 100,000 additional stream miles that could be regulated under the proposed regulation. And McDonald says EPA's maps prepared by the U.S. Geological Survey and separate maps for ag groups done by consulting firm GeoSyntec use the same data sets.
Now that we know that EPA actually has almost some very similar maps that they had developed or had USGS develop for them, it at least gives us an idea that EPA did know how far their proposed rule would reach, because they could see on their own map how many ephemeral streams, which are dry ditches, and perennial streams and intermittent streams there are across the United States.
McDonald says the maps show EPA knew exactly how expansive their proposal was before they published it. She says the ag group's maps are more conservative than EPA's and just looked at 35% of the intermittent streams.
But with that said, if you just map 35% of the ephemerals, you see just the sheer amount of land mass that that touches. And so people can get just a feel of how that's going to impact them. Because on our maps, you can zoom in to the farm level. You can actually see your operation. And you can see that an ephemeral stream connects your stock pond to a larger creek that will now be a jurisdictional water.
Science Committee Chair Lamar Smith called the EPA maps that the agency itself refused to make public astonishing, adding he understands EPA's desire to minimize their importance. He charges EPA's proposed rule fundamentally redefines private property rights. Now, if you would like to see these maps, just go to our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.